Praise God, good morning. Let's start our worship. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. Book of Psalm, and let's read Psalm 48. Psalm 48. Psalm 48. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Beautiful for situation, the joy of the holy earth is Mount Zion, on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her places, in her palaces, for her refuge. For lo, the kings were assembled, they passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as of a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so have we seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever, Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindness, O God, in the midst of thy temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgments. Walk about Zion, and go around about her, tell the towers thereof. Make you well her bulwarks, consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even unto death. For this God is our God forever, and He will be our guide even unto death. Let's pray. Thank you, God. We come before you. We praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We thank you for your presence in our life. We thank you for your help and support that come from you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray, oh God, we invite the Holy Spirit to be in our midst, in the midst of our church meeting, O God, anointed, O Lord, walk among us, touch each and everyone, do miracles, speak, O God, and perform the things that you want to perform in the life of your church and your people. I pray for revival, I pray for commitment, I pray for people to be changed and transformed in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are coming to you, O God, confessing our sin to you, Lord. Let's confess our sins and the things that we have done wrong in the past days and weeks or months. Let us commit once again back to God, renouncing our wrongdoing, lack of commitment, laziness, anger, things that's unpleasant to God. Let us renounce them right now in the name of Jesus and to be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sin. Lord, hear our prayers and accept our repentance and renouncing of our sins in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, cleanse us by the power of your word, by the blood of Jesus, O God. Sanctify us through and through, body, soul, and spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for the forgiveness. Thank you for the assurance of forgiveness. Thank you for the assurance of salvation that we receive through you, Jesus Christ. And Lord, here we are, O God. Here we are, Lord. Accept our prayers. You promise and say, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest, O God. Give us rest today, O God. Let us now pray. Give to the Lord your burden. What's your problem that you have? The situation that you are passing through and you cannot bear, difficulty, situation, hardship, troubles, enemies, sickness, lack of certain things, bring it now to the Lord, and He will answer. Oh Lord, hear our prayers. I pray for healing. I pray for provision. I pray that you touch the areas in our life that is affected. Make an order, oh God. Give a wisdom, oh God. cleanse and deliver in the name of Jesus, protections and guidance and strength, O Lord, that come from you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for answering all our prayers. Let's pray now for your job, the place that you are working, pray for your boss, pray for your salary to come on time, pray for yourself to be a good example to others. Oh Lord, I pray that each and every one of us will be a light for other people, oh God, the guidance for them. They will see you through our lives, we pray. Oh God, prosper all the places, the businesses. Touch our bosses, oh God, touch the people that we are working with. The Lord, I pray that you use us to preach your word to them in the name of Jesus. I pray for all the works and businesses and jobs, companies, oh God, whatever they are. I pray for income, I pray for provision so that, Lord, for the sake of your people who are there working, I pray in the name of Jesus. I pray for those having pending salaries not yet received. I pray, provide for their companies and the places that they are working, oh God, so they will receive their rise and what's due for them in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of our brethren who has no job and income. Lord, I pray you give them, oh God, you provide for them. Open your hands, oh God, and provide for them. Let's pray for one another. Time to pray for one another. If you know any brother or sister who are in need of certain things, who is sick, having a problem, bring him right now in the hand of God. Lord, you are the source of all provision. You are the only help that we have in time of need. You are the only friend whom we can come at this time and knock your door, oh God. We have no one but you, oh God. Lord, we pray for our brethren, oh God. Relief, 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 support, oh God, help, provide, protect in the name of Jesus. Lift up our brothers and sisters whom God has put in your mind and heart to pray for them. Lord, we pray, oh God, you help, you provide, you strengthen in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for those in trial, those having hardship, those in jail, oh God, those who are sick. Oh God, I pray, we pray for them, oh God. You relieve them, oh God. Set them free. Take them out from prison. Those in bondage of sin, oh God, and slave to sin, slave to Satan, slave to the bondage. Set them free right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we trust, oh God, as we come in prayer, trusting you, Lord, you will do great things for us. Hear our prayers. Hear our cry for mercy in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for our families. Pray for your wife, pray for your husband, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Hear our prayers. Lord, bless each and every family. Each and every family in your hand, I pray for each and every husband to be leading by your will, O God, to lead his family in the way of righteousness according to your will. I pray for the wives to be submissive to their husbands and to help them in the hour at this time to lead the family with your will. Oh God, I pray for each parents to work together to bring your word to the children. I pray for children to be submissive to the word of God that they receive from their parents. I pray, provide for each and every family of us in the name of Jesus. Provide. I pray for more fruit of the Holy Spirit. I pray for prayer and worship and reading the word of God in each and every family daily, oh God. Lord, we pray, perfect our families, those who are in need, those who are having difficulty, provide for them in the name of Jesus. Let's now pray for the places that we came from whatever place. Let's pray for these places. Let's pray for our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our colleagues there, our classmates, our college mates. Let's pray that they will know God, that the Lord will reach them, that the Lord will use us to reach them also in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. We pray, O God. Use our lives, O God. I pray for peace in all these places that we came from. Use our language and the things that we know, the contacts that we know. Reach them through us in the name of Jesus. Put words and scripture on our lips to speak to them. O God, we pray that we will respond to you and evangelize to them in the name of Jesus. Yes, O God, I pray for souls to come and commit their lives to you. Let's now pray for this place that God put His church in UAE and all the extension of this church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in India, in Sri Lanka, in Philippines, Australia, in America, in Malawi, in Sierra Leone. Let's pray for all the extension of the church and all these places. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray, Lord, that you bless your church, oh God. Protect us, oh God, in all these places. Grant us favor from you and from the government in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, that we will continue to evangelize. We continue to preach your word. We continue to pray for them to know you and to know that you are the true God and we are your servants. We pray, oh God, for all the facilities that each and every congregation, family or member of the church need will be provided. Provide, oh Lord, all the logistic needs, all the documentations and the papers and documents that we need, oh God, you provide for us. We pray, oh God. Lord, prosper all these nations and countries and the places that your church, the body of yours are available. We pray you prosper them. So too, oh God, will prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray, oh God, that we will commit ourselves to evangelize, to be a good testimony, to be a good citizen in all these places. In the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for the church to grow. Pray for yourself to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Tell Him, Lord, I commit myself to serve you, to live my life for you, Lord. I pray, O God. Lord, I commit myself to exercise more fruit of the Holy Spirit in my life, O God. More love, joy, peace, long-suffering, perseverance, patience, gentleness, and kindness, oh God. I pray that each and every one of us to show Christ in his life and attitude. And I pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, fill me. Refill me once again. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost, that we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues, the gift of the message of wisdom, message of knowledge, the gift of healing, the gift of faith, oh God, the preaching, the gift of evangelism, gift of pastoring and teaching and prophesying. Lord, whatever gift or skills we need or talents, you provide for us so that we continue to serve you. I pray, oh Lord, for more souls to come to you, for more people to come to know Christ. I pray for more evangelism. I pray for more Bible studies to be starting, and you will plant more congregation for the church. I pray for extension of your church in new places, in new cities, villages, towns, countries, nations, languages, oh God, even the new continents in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord. Bless even today, oh God, our worship. Anoint the songs, oh God. Anoint all the items of worship in the name of Jesus. Anoint this recording, oh Lord. And use it mightily, Lord, for your glory. Thank you, God. We bless you, Lord. Anoint our worship. Anoint our songs. Oh, God, as we exalt your name, oh, God, as we bless you with our voices, oh, God, and our heart devotion, accept our worship, oh, God. Anoint it, oh, God. Bring us, Lord, to the most holy place. Touch us. Touch our lives and hearts and minds. Make us whole, O God. O Lord, lead us in the way that you want us to move. O God, speak to us. Perfect us even today. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in His name. Let's all stand.
At all times I will bless Him. His praise will be my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord.
Let us make time.
We continue praise you, Lord. We continue magnify your name, O God. We continue trusting you in our lives, O God. Lord, nothing is impossible with you, and we continue to serve you. We delight in you, O God. You are great, God. There is no one like you, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Let's all rise up and praise him, for he deserves all the glory and honor and praises. And let them rejoice.
Oh, no.
Lord, for the victories we receive in you. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for the people that you delivered, O God, from the bondages. We thank you for the miracles and the healings that you bestow, O God. We trust you, Lord, as we had clapped our hands, as we had prayed our praises, you had fought the battle for us. You have subdued the enemies. You have defeated them. And Lord, this time, O God, we commit our life unto you, O God. Take my life, O God. Tell him, Lord, take me. Mold me, use me, fill me, O God. Yes, O Lord, there's nothing beautiful than to live your life to serve him. He's the King of Kings. He is the only one who deserves to be praised, to be served. That you give him full loyalty to live your life for him. He is a beautiful Lord. He is a wonderful Savior. Yes, O Lord, we continue to serve you, Lord. We continue to live our life to you, O God.
Thank you.
us. Lead us, O God. Tell him, Lord, lead me. Lead me, O God. Tell him, Lord, I am tired. I want to follow you now. I will obey you, O God. You are beautiful, Lord. I know you are with me, O God. I know you love me, O God. I know, Lord, you have a perfect plan for me. Here am I, Lord. I am coming back to you, Lord. Take me, O God. Mold me, O Lord. Use me, O Lord. I give my life to you. Mold me in the way, O God, in the way that you want me to be, O Lord. Guide me, O God. I need you to walk beside me, Lord. I will walk with you, Lord, to do your will and what you had planned for me. I thank you, Lord. And Lord, I pray, continue to speak the rest of the worship to your church, to your people, to our brethren who are here, to the families, to the brethren, and the rest of the congregations, O Lord, in other places. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. That's all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Let's all be seated in God's presence. Now to time to worship the Lord with our tithes and our offerings and our first fruit to God and our vows. The Lord has blessed us with a lot of things, and He wants us to be faithful to Him, to bring to Him what is due for Him from tithes and offering and first fruits, beside our hearts, our lives, our plans. Thank you, God, for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for all the jobs, the incomes, the salaries. Thank you for providing all good things for us. And we pray, oh God, as we bring portion of it you give us to you, as we bring our tithes and offerings and first fruits and vows to you, open the windows of heaven and bless us. And rebuke the devourer in our life, oh God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that all nations will see and observe that we are blessed by you. And I pray for our brethren who has no job, provide for them, oh God. Provide for them job and income. Protect all the jobs and companies and the salaries that be. Continue to reach your people on time. I pray you, Lord, you multiply this amount of money and use it to reach a new people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Matthew. And we will continue our series, Lessons from the Sermon of Jesus on the Mountain. He was sitting with a crowd, not only with his disciples, but with everyone. And the message of Jesus on the mountain is universal message to everyone. It is applicable. And we will read today verse 25 and to verse 26. We will continue. Matthew chapter 5, verse 25 and 26. That is the word of Jesus. He say, agree with thine adversary quickly. While thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you for this time. I pray, anoint my lips and put verses and statement and direct the message according to your will. O God, speak to us clearly, direct us with your word so that we can understand what you had prepared in advance for us. Thank you, Lord. I pray you open the eyes of each and every one of us, our brothers and sisters. Open each and every one of us eyes to understand your word and to believe and to accept and to apply in our lives. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, this is the very word of Jesus. And that is what he spoke is something it is happen in life, and we need to understand it, that when there is we have done something wrong, yeah, and we have enemy, if you agree with him, if you have done something wrong, I'm just believing what you have spoken the last week messages. You go reconcile, pay what is owed to you, make things right, because otherwise he will bring you to the judge. You know, God has put authorities on earth. The authorities that Jesus put on earth started from the family, the parents. Okay? The church's authority, the government authorities. Yeah? He put authorities, your boss's authorities. He say if you will not settle it, he will bring to the concerned department, concerned judge, and he will escalate. And he say, Jesus, he say they will put you in, they will put you in a prison, and then there will be a fine, and then you will not go out unless you will pay to the mosque. That most of the Christians nowadays they don't believe in this much, but that's the very word of Jesus. And you know, when God put all these authorities on earth in order so that wrongdoing will not prevail. But there's one more thing here. When all these authorities will not contain the evil doing that man do, God will interfere at his proper time to deal with that particular person, with that particular sin. And that is the last judge, is God and Jesus Christ our Lord and the Holy Spirit now. So we need to make things right with God and with man authorities, so that what the word Jesus had said will not come true. We spoke last week, some of you who are here and some of you are who are following the message, why there are more now authorities, government, fines and penalties, yeah, and rules and regulation. Why? Because justice and paying back and compensate the losses, no one is doing. People trespass, they took advantage and they go away. They forget there is God. They forget there is authorities that will catch them. That's why fine and penalties and cameras, all these things. And when all these things will not work, God is seeing the trespasses and he will judge. You know, some people they say, we cannot take your teaching. I say, I just want to be sure, to inform you, that if you cannot take or you will not take the teaching, there is a God who will himself going to teach you, and he will give you a good lesson on his time, you know. But when God teach, his teaching is very hard. Last week, we spoke about how God had let his people lose the battle because of their sin, because of their immorality and because of their corruption. He let them lose the battle with the Philistines. And he even allowed his ark to be taken by the Philistines. And we spoke of how he punished the Philistines because they took the ark of God. He gave them very, very good penalties, death and sicknesses and loss. And today, you know, we're going to speak about a city in the Bible. They call it the city of Beth-Shemesh. Beth-Shemesh, the meaning of it is the city of sun. The house, the sun house. You know, light everywhere. You see, when the Lord brought his ark back to them, and how God called them at that day to do certain things, but they did not do exactly what God wanted from them. And he gave them the discipline. And he dealt with them, he dealt with their sin. We speak about that. Now, what is concern now for us, before we go to the details? You know, Jesus taught us to forgive our enemy, right? We need to forgive. You know, in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 12, why? Matthew chapter 6 verse 12, he say, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Those who, yeah, I mean, we ask God to forgive us our sin, our debt, as we had already forgiven those who did bad to us. But I explained, if somebody did bad to you and he does not want to pay back, you forgive and put him in the hand of God. In verse 14, why we need to do that? For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. If you forgive people who do bad to you, and this is very hard, yeah? Somebody did bad to you and you need to forgive, yeah. But he said that here, if you forgive him, if you forgive him, God will forgive you your trespasses. Okay? But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. You know, we should not think to retaliate, to revenge. Clean our heart and thoughts from evil things against them. Pray for them. But there's one thing I want to say here today. When you forgive the people their trespasses, forgive your boss, your sister, your neighbor, yeah, who have done wrong to you, that does not mean God had forgiven them their trespasses or he will not deal with them. No. Unless they will repent, they will be called by God. If they will not repent and pay back what they did wrong, he is the last judging authorities. He will let them pay it back and it will go back to you. You understand here? So we need to trust God that he will deal with our enemies. Our side, we need to forgive. Now, the other point here, we need to understand today what God expects from me, what God expects from you. We don't want to be like the people of Beth Shemesh. God brought his ark back to them. They lost the ark of God in a battle. God brought it his own way. Let's go to the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, and let's read what had happened when God brought his ark back to the two people. 1 Samuel chapter 6, and we read it from verse 13. This is a true story. The same what Jesus say. Agree with your adversary before he will hand you over to the judge. Otherwise, you will be in a prison. You will not go out unless you pay everything. That's a true story. And we must understand, every word in the Bible is true. And God would do it on his time. You know, Jesus is not a blue eyes and blonde hair. No. He might be like that, but his word, he will follow. He will do. When he said they will put you in a prison, not that you will have difficulty. No, prison. And you have to pay. Let's read now. 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to the end. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley. And they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Jeshua, Beth Shemite, and stood there where there was great stone. and they cleft the wood of the cart and offered the kine, a burnt offering unto the Lord. And the Levites took down the ark of the Lord and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Beth-Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. And when the five lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden emeralds which the Philistines returned for trespass offering unto the Lord, for Ashdod one, for Gaza one, for Ashkelon one, for Gath one, for Ekron one. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines, belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of the country villages, even unto the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of the Lord, which stone remaineth unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And verse 19. And he smote, that's God, and he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh, because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70,000. And the people lamented because the Lord had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Beth-Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers into the inhabitants of Kiriath-Jearim, saying, the Philistines have brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. Now, this is the real event happened. God brought the ark to the city of Beth-Shemesh. The people, they were reaping their wheat harvest. And when they lifted up and they saw the ark, what they did? They rejoiced. They were happy that God had brought the ark. You know, they get happy, they get rejoiced, but they did not look to the sin that they have done or the sin that have taken place. Why the ark was taken away from them? Why God give them laws? Because at Shiloh, where the ark of God was there, there was corruption in the priest's office. Second, there was immoralities inside the church. Boyfriend, girlfriend, live in, pregnant without marriage. That was there. God disciplined them. Now when he brought the ark, they happy. They get happy and they rejoice and they start celebrating. You know, many Christians, they are waiting for miracle. Yeah? When God do miracle, yeah, happy and praise the Lord. But God is not after this you will rejoice. God after you to repent of your wrongdoing and come back in the right way to God. You know, people are just waiting for happening, yeah? Some miracle, some increased salary, somebody invited to party, yeah? You think that is what God? No. God, if he had done something good, he wants you to do also something good. And what good that we can do to God is when we repent from our sins and we come back to him with a real understanding of what God wants from us. God wants what he said in his word to apply in our life. So instead of rejoicing, they need to mourn and repent. Yeah? God brought the ark, you behave now. You repent now. You do what is right now. Confess your sin. Did they confess their sin? Have you read any? They confess their sin. They say, sorry, Lord, we'll obey. And what they did, read verse 14. And the guard came into the field of Jeshua, a Bishamite, and stood there, where there was a great stone, and they cleaved the wood of the cart, and offered the kine, a burnt offering unto the Lord. They offered the cow, because the Philistine, when they brought the ark, they put it on a cart, and there's two cows, female cows. They have two small calves, calves back, they put it, and the two cows, they carry the ark. There is Beth-Shemesh. They stopped there. What the Beth-Shemesh people did? They took the cart, they cut the wood, they make a fire, and they slaughtered the cows as a burnt offering. Yeah? That is the cows belong to the Philistines. They took it and they offered it to the Lord as a burnt offering. According to the scriptures, cow cannot be offered as a burnt offering. It must be a male, an ox. Have you get the point here? Nowadays, we just want to give whatever we like, whatever something we want to throw. Because God requires us from certain things to give, tithes, offering, first fruit. We are giving other things that is not in the mind of God. In the mind of God, that these two cows, what they need to do with them? Let them go back. Let them go back, because they have calves, they are waiting for them. If you want to offer to God, first you offer yourself. Did they repent? No. They did not do what God expected from them to do. And you know, say here, in the field of Jeshua, now Christian, all of them, what's your name? Daniel, Joshua, James, yeah? All the Christian, Matthew, Mark, but no Christian lives. Right or wrong? Am I right? Their names are Christian names, but their lives are worldly, non-believers' life. When you say Joshua, he brought the people to the promised land. In the book of Leviticus chapter 1. Book of Leviticus chapter 1 and verse 3. Book of Leviticus chapter 1 verse 3 say, if his offering be a burnt sacrifice of the herd, let him offer a male without blemish. He shall offer it of his own voluntary will at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation before the Lord. If he want to offer a burnt offering, he must be male without blemish. They offer females. It's not their cows. They took it from the enemies. Somebody give them, they want to give it to the Lord. The people of Beth-Shemesh, they are Levites. You know Levites? Levites, they are the ones responsible to teach the people the word of God. Did they know that or no? They know it. Why they did wrong? Because what is going on is, people are not following the word of God. So, it is okay. Anything. Okay for me, you, for me also okay, for others okay, but for God it's not okay. Have you get the point here? For God is not okay. We need to go and explain. We need to observe our life. We need to discipline ourselves as a Christian. Right? We need to discipline our children, we need to discipline our disciples. Why? Because God had not yet changed his word. The government, he did not change the law. If you cross the red light, 5,000 penalty, that the car will be bond for 1 month. To release it, you have to pay, I think, 5,000 plus the fine. They did not change, so we have to abide. God did not change his word. When we do wrong, we don't expect God will bless. And you get the point here? He will discipline. And did Jesus say, he will pay everything. What the people of Beth Shemesh did is also, if we verse 15, and the Levite took down the ark of the Lord, verse 15, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewel of God were, and put them on the great stone, and the men of Beth Shemesh offered burnt offerings and sacrifices the same day unto the Lord. When the cart reached, in verse 15, they took down the ark of God and the coffer that was with it. Coffer is a box. There was a box. The Philistines filled this box with 10 pieces of gold. 5 pieces of the rice, golden rice, because God afflicted them with destruction on their fields. They have fields. He allowed rats to go there and all the harvest eaten by the rats. The punishment of God because they took his ark. Penalty. He gave them. When they brought the ark, they said, we don't send it like this. You send it by trespass offering to honor God. You see, non-believers, they know how to honor God. When they send it, 5 pieces of rust golden to compensate their trespass, and also 5 pieces of gold, it is hemorrhoids like. God caused them, they have piles, hemorrhoids, sickness, penalty for them. They send 5 pieces because they have 5 cities. For each city with their village, they send 1 piece of gold tumor, sickness, and one rod golden, for a sign that, Lord, we repent. You take your right, free us. What the people of Beth Shemesh did, where is the gold? Where is the 5 rods and 5 tumor gold? Where did they put it? They took the cows, they offered it. The golden, nothing mentioned where is the gold, where it was. Corruption. Churches today is corruption. Pastors, they get the money and put in there, but they say no money. No money in the church. God knows or no? God knows all these things or no? He knows. He knows everything. And what they need to do, the Beth Shemesh, they are Levites. They are Levites. What they need to do? They need to carry the ark. And they take it to Shiloh. Because that is there. That is where from where it was taken. And there they go, repent, cleanse the church from corruption, from immorality, and commit themselves once again to serve God wholeheartedly. They are the teachers. They are the ones who should teach the people the right way of life. Are we Christians? Are we followers of God? Raise up your hand. Only me. We need to teach the people the right way. Amen. Because the judgment of God will come. How many of you in your mind that the pandemic will come on 2020? God brought it to settle accounts. On that day, how many he killed from the people of Beth Shemesh? What did it ask wrong? When God brought the ark, they, let's read verse 19. And he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 6 and verse 19. Are you learning new things today? Are you learning new things? We learn more. Chapter 19, 1 Samuel chapter 6 verse 19. He say, and he smote the men of Beth-Shemesh because they had looked into the ark of the Lord. Even he smote of the people 50,000 and 70 men. And the people lamented because the Lord has smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. King James, he mentioned 50,000 and 70 people, the total death of Beth-Shemesh. God slaughtered them. You know what they did wrong? What they did wrong? They look into the ark. They look inside. What is wrong in that? According to the word of God, in Numbers chapter Numbers chapter 4 and verse 20. Beth-Shemesh was a city allocated for the Levites. Verse 20. We speak about the Levites. The Levites, they are responsible to carry, but they should not look to the content. You know the priests, what they will do? They will move the ark, they will cover it, every part of it. So the Levites will come, they will not see what is inside. They would just carry. What they did? Why you interfere with something not your business? Verse 20. But they shall not go in to see when the holy things are covered, lest they die. He said, if they saw the things who are holy, they will interfere with things. That's not for them. They will die. Now, Christian, nowadays, their responsibility they will not do. They must carry the ark and go, right? To their place where, because God, the Philistines, brought it to them. They need to carry it to Shiloh. They did unnecessary things. Why they look inside the ark? You know why they look inside the ark? They want to check if God brought it complete or there is something missing. Do we get the point here? Our duty we don't do. But when God works, we check on God or interfere with what God is doing. Is that correct? Many people, they don't do their responsibility. But the thing that has been told not to interfere, not to do their with them, is there. Right? We learn a lesson. We need to follow exactly what God wants us to do. He's a holy God. And he will really deal with us in a proper way. That number, some Bibles, how much is in your Bible? Some Bibles, 70, because 70, no, it's not 70, it is 50,070. They're dead. It could be the death happened over a certain period of time as a consequence of that, not in one day. And that's where here they're passing through pandemic, right? Yeah? Who allow it? God. To judge the sin of man. Corruption everywhere, corruption in the church, corruption in the family, corruption in the government, everywhere. The rights of the people taken away and God is interfering now. And you see, what else the people of Beit Shemesh did. In verse, first go, let's go, 1 Samuel chapter 6, verse 20. First Samuel chapter 6, verse 20, and they say, and the men of Beit Shemesh said, who is able to stand before this holy God? They say, who can obey all these laws and things? Who can stand? You get the point here? They start to grumble now. They start to complain. Oh, what happened? Why like this happened to us? Right? They start to grumble and they start to complain. Who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? And to whom shall he go up from us? First they complain. Who can follow all these things? We should not look, we should not do that, we should carry. Too much, no? That's why now the Christians, too much. We want to, you know, just to sing and pray for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and reading the Bible every week one time. No. There's requirement. Scriptures teach us. Otherwise we'll be spunked by the Lord. You know, all the trials, difficulties, problems, God allowed as a discipline for us to bring us back to the right way of life, to His Word, to follow His Word. And what they should hear, they ask, they put two questions as a grumbling. They grumble, actually. The first grumbling, who is able to stand before this holy Lord God? Who can follow all these things? The second grumbling, and to whom shall he go up from us? They say, they don't want to keep the ark. They want to send it to some other people. When he disciplined them, they want to throw the responsibilities. They don't want to serve the Lord. What they did in verse 21, and they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kiriath Jearim, saying, the Philistine had brought again the ark of the Lord. Come ye down and fetch it up to you. He said, they brought the ark, you come and take it to you. They don't want to give it with them. They are Levites. They should be the one to serve the Lord. They should be the one to teach. The Kiriath Jearim people, they are not Levites. But they are honoring God more than the people who should serve God. Sometimes we are like that, yeah? We when God spunk us, we just want to throw the responsibility. I don't like it. Throw it on others. But when a blessing coming for us, where is the two cows? They slaughter. Beit Shemesh. Where is the gold in the gold? The money, who took it? Beit Shemesh. But when coming to discipline, we don't want. We want only to enjoy life, no suffering. That cannot be. You want to follow Christ? He give you blessing, but he wants you also to follow him in suffering. Certain times suffering, discipline. Fasting, praying, crying to God, serving the Lord, long hour work, forgive, give. Don't fight, don't retaliate, don't revenge. Live a simple life. And you know, the people of Kiriath Jearim, they are better than the people of Beit Shemesh. Why you are here today? Because God wants us to be better people. How many of you want to be a better people? I want to be a better person from today onward. There's scripture, I need to read the Bible daily, I need to meditate, I need to follow in my life. Because I know God will not change His rule. I need to change my ways. Amen? God will not change His rules, I need to change my ways. The people of Kiriath Jearim, what they did in chapter 7, verse 1 and 2, and the men of Kiriath Jearim came and fetched up the ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of the Lord. In verse 2, and it came to pass, while the ark abode in Kiriath-Jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord. What the people of Kiriath-Jearim, they are more noble. They dedicate a house for the Lord. And they put a person responsible on the ark of God. And because of their dedication, the ark stayed there 20 years. And what happened to the Israelites? They lamented to the Lord. They come back to God. They were crying to God. In the same way, today if we repent, and our life will be clean. You know, not only the blessing of God will come to us, but others will come to know God through our lives. I mean, it is a challenging message. There's a bad example, and there's a good example. And Jesus' word is clear. Agree with your adversary. Who is our adversary today? God Himself, if we do wrong. Who will bless us today? God Himself. Who will heal us? God Himself. If we repent and come back to Him. Who will solve our problem? God Himself. Amen. If we do right, He will bless us. Let's all stand. God's willing. Next Friday, we continue. Meditate about, these are biblical examples. To what Jesus say, agree with your adversary. Our adversary can be man, our adversary can be government, but our adversary can be also the living God when we do wrong. And we need to behave. That's all stand. Let us meditate on the word that we receive, and let us meditate on what Jesus say. Agree with thine adversary quickly. Don't relax. Time, sometimes there is no returning point after a certain time. Agree with your adversary while thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer. And thou be cast into prison, verily I say unto thee, thou shalt by no means come out thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing. We need to pay back. Exactly. We need to change our ways. Let's come to that. Thank you, God. You pray now. You make your commitment. Confess your sin. The thing that God spoke to you, make it clear. Commit yourself back. Be willing to carry the ark. Leave the old life of happy-go-lucky, lack of commitment, only waiting for medical but no commitment from your side. Repent. Yes, Lord. Thank you for your word. Oh, Jesus, give us one more chance to repent and to prove ourselves, to bring to you what is due for you. Oh, God, our lives, our time, our dedication, our obedience, our material things, oh God. Oh Lord, thank you. You show us bad examples that we should avoid. Yes, oh God. Lord, bless each and every one of us here, our brothers and our sisters. Bless our brethren in other places. Oh God, take us. Tell him, Lord, I don't like the way I am now. Take me, Lord. Mold me. I want you to use me, Lord. I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost to go on and serve you. You have the Lord. the Lord and give your life to Him. Coming by to you, Lord. Use them, O God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. Let them go and serve you, Lord. Let our Lord use them to deal with corruptions, deal with sins, O God, and let your word be prevailed, O God, in our lives, O God, in the life of your church, in the life of each and every family and congregation. O God, take your word and separate it. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us. And Lord, keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.